It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People that want to live for a really long time are just trying to use up more resources for the rest of people. Like when they say the first, the people that are, they say that the person who's going to live to 150 is alive right now. It's not like everything's going that great. Nobody's sitting around going, you know what? We don't have enough population. The world's not hot enough. There's not enough drought and hunger. So living a long time is very selfish. And this is a story about a very selfish woman.
I hope to be this selfish one day.
Do you? Do you want to be this selfish?
Only if my quality of life is reasonable. Hmm. If I'm, if I'm basically just, like a semi-warm rock on a stool and can't go anywhere, taste anything anymore, then no, probably not.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sure this lady's very sweet. She shouldn't just go sit on an iceberg and die. But it's still, you don't want to live forever. People are like, I want to live forever. That's selfish. Die.
I definitely do.
You definitely do. You need to die just like everybody else.
You can die tomorrow. I'll take yours. Add them on to the end of mine.
Not enough. Everybody needs to die tomorrow to save the planet. I don't know that. All right.
Making some real bold statements here this morning. Yeah. Boy, everyone needs to die.
Got everybody awake now, at least. That's a start. This lady is 114. Is she ready to die? Let's look into her soul and find out.
This week, we have introduced all of you guys to two people who have been, defying the odds. They are 100 years old and beyond.
But one Houston woman has reached well beyond that, an absolutely jaw-dropping age. Anchor Melanie Lawson joining us right now with Miss Elizabeth's story. Hi, Melanie. I can't wait to see this one.
Well, and actually, it is a jaw-dropping number. Yeah. By the way, I've been kind of using this phrase all week, but people who are beyond 100 or who reach 100 are called centenarians, and it's one of the fastest-growing segments.
I had heard that before.
Yeah.
You know what they're called if they're over 110? She's about to tell you.
I don't know.
About to tell you.
To the population nearly doubling since the year 2000, according to the Pew Research Center. There are now more than 90,000 centenarians in the U.S. alone. But an even more astonishing category are people who get to 110 and beyond. They're called super centenarians. And I want you to meet one super centenarian.
That's not really good. I need a better name for that.
Yeah, that doesn't really, because then what do you call somebody if they get to 120? Like,
a super duper
wowzers.
Arians. And I want you to meet one super Houston woman who is now making history.
My name is Ethel Williams.
She's 115 years old.
She looks great.
Not her.
I was going to say, that can't be her. I go, that can't be her.
She's like 50.
Otherwise, she's a liar.
No, I think that's like her great-granddaughter.
I was going to say, she looks like she's 48.
What?
Miss Ethel Williams Harrison, and I am 68 years old.
Oh, she looks good, though.
She looks amazing for 68.
Yeah.
My name is Dorothy Mae Williams, and I am 94 years old.
She's 94.
Who is she talking to?
Okay, so that must be her daughter then, I assume.
I love that she had to remind her.
So the 114-year-old's 94-year-old daughter is there. Wow, yeah. That's remarkable.
Okay, this is about...
And 68-year-old granddaughter.
This is about to get weird.
I'm trying to forget.
How old are you, Miss Elizabeth?
Now, I am... Oh, I'm very, very young. Look at me. I'm actually a young chicken.
I'm actually a young chicken.
She's like saying all that gibberish for just so she has time to remember. How old am I?
Right.
I'm going to be cute and charming for a second so I don't seem old and forgettable.
Elizabeth Francis turned an astounding 114 years old this week, making world history. As five generations of her family celebrated her remarkable milestone, a film crew from Norway and a researcher from Florida came to record her birthday and present her with a plaque.
She is the oldest in Texas, the oldest living person in Texas, number two in the United States, number seven in the world, and number two in the world who lives at home. You live in your castle.
I talked with Miss Elizabeth, her daughter and granddaughter, just days before her birthday.
It's amazing that she lives at home.
Yeah. Yeah. And look how great her skin looks. God.
She does have great skin for 114.
I think you're crazy when you say your mother's 113.
They don't say crazy. They just say you're lying.
When she was born in 1909, William Taft was president. 90% of all babies were born at home. Wow. And women and black people could not vote. She can no longer remember most of the extraordinary history she's lived through, like world wars, segregation, and two pandemics. But she is able to tell you how she's lived her remarkable life.
Now, do you smoke?
Never have.
Now, do you drink?
Oh, no, ma'am.
What do you eat?
Everything.
Her granddaughter's theory?
Whenever you went to her house, I don't care what day of the week, she was cooking. So I just think that had a lot to do with it, too. Just how—
there's a lot of pale yellow going on in this.
Boy,
they really like yellow. Maybe it's the only color she can still see. I don't
know.
Oh,
I bet.
I mean, maybe.
It's like showing red to a bull.
But it's like, whoa.
You know, took care of her body and things like that.
Miss Elizabeth has three grandchildren.
Do you think the daughter feels bad? Like, mom's hotter than me.
Yeah, probably.
Because that'd be weird, right? Like, if you get to a point where you're like, oh, man, I thought I was pretty good, but mom's hotter.
She still looks better.
Grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and four great-great-grandchildren. Her sister lived to be 106, making them among the oldest siblings on record.
Total
her daughter says it's not fame, but family that is most important to her.
It's hard to believe, but it's amazing.
Really? Fame isn't that important to her?
That's surprising, because I mean, we've been hearing about her forever.
Man.
So she has been a wonderful mother and grandmother to all of us.
And great-grandmother and great-great-grandmother.
She has been out of a backbone.
Amazingly, she had another family right here at ABC 13.
They're
she
all
ran
dead.
Our station's coffee shop back in the 70s and early 80s. She remembers retired anchor Dave Ward was her best customer.
Open up in the name of Eyewitness News!
And that Consumer Reporter Marvin Zindler drove her crazy.
Wow, I can't see why. He only looks like a character out of Anchorman.
Was that real?
Wow.
It's this old door knocker from the 70s. He's like, yeah, your car gets too many gallons to the mile.
What? He looks like an 80s evangelical guy with the suit coat. He's got the white shirt, the white tie, the white hair.
I mean,
what's his name? Marvin Zindler? Zindler.
Tell him.
Marvin, get out of here. Marvin, get.
Her granddaughter says her real gift
is passing Marvin.
On wisdom and advice learned during an incredibly long life.
I know we all want to tap into what.
Geriatrician Dr. Holly Holmes says Miss Elizabeth has done everything right when it comes to living longer and better. It's advice we can
all
follow.
Here's a doctor talking, and I'm going to talk over her the entire time and tell you what she's saying with her audio playing in the background.
Things that we know we need to do. You know, moving more, eating better, having more plant-based diet.
I don't know that she did any of that stuff. She didn't say she ate nothing but plants.
She said she eats everything.
Yeah. She didn't say that she was out running every day.
Mm-mm.
Social connections, avoiding loneliness and isolation.
Why do you think you live so long?
I hate everybody and I stay alone.
You sound like Adam Sandler right there.
All my red meat.
I stay alone.
The Lord bless him.
And you know what? That's something I heard from all three women we introduced you to this week. The importance of their faith. Their church is really adding to that social life the doctor was talking about, another major part of living long and happy lives. Now, you heard some of Dr. Holmes's advice in that piece, but she's got more tips that can help us all live longer.
I bet she does.
Oh, thank goodness.
Man, that's a hell of a run, though. 114?
God.
She's like 20 when Hitler was a thing.
That is old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's weird that it's not weird. She's 114 that she doesn't remember everything. Boy, that's going to be weird when all of a sudden they're like, hey, good news, you're the oldest person in the world. Bad news, you're not going to keep the title long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you never do.
I mean, maybe she's a different one, though. Maybe she's going to live to be 125. She was still pretty sharp. The weird thing, though, is when people get that old, like, their body's just shriveled like a little raisin. Everybody's yeah. mm-hmm. so, like their hands are all arthritis-ridden and riddled with or whatever. Ugh. It's just, like, it seems uncomfortable.
Well, and even they struggle to speak because it seems like their mouth is starting to close. Like, yeah, we're getting a little bit of, you know, dead body warning rolling in here.
His muscle's been working for 115 years.
I think part of you's been dead for a while.
Yes.
Everything but your salivary glands.
Everything's so wet. I do not want to live to be that old.
I do, but only if I'm with it.
Like, she's pretty with it.
Pretty with it, but I don't think she's getting up and, like, walking around too much.
What do you want her to do? To get up and hit the treadmill?
That's what I'm saying. For myself. Like, if I can't, like, if I'm stuck in a bed all the time, okay, that's not so much. That's not so great anymore.
I don't know,
but there's some great television.
Exactly. There are so many good shows and movies now. And
I think then, if you're ever stuck in a bed, and we're still around, we will put a pillow over your head. And if you don't fight, that's a signal don't want. But I said we. Yeah. I probably won't.
I'm gonna outlive all of you.
Maybe not if I smother you with a pillow.
Why? Because of your active lifestyle and your huge social life,
my plant-based diet,
you still
my strong
use that treadmill
face.
You don't use right now.
Look, I moved it the other day.
Oh,
like so that took
some
calories.
Did you move on it? Yes.
No, I moved it.
Okay.
I moved it. I want it in a different place, and so
it's on wheels.
Did you move it?
No, I mean I had to slide it. I had to slide it on carpet.
He helped a middle-aged woman move it to her car because he gave it away on Marketplace.
I think that's the second time he's moved it, which is more than he's been on it.
Yes. Did you put on your workout clothes before you moved it?
That's a winter activity. Just moving it around physically is a summer activity. Yeah.
Would you move it outside?
No. I mean, I just moved it into a different place in my basement.
In my mind, you got into a Jack LaLanne style jumpsuit. A little romper.
That's
before
how
I moved it.
Well, that's how I relax.
Here's a news story in like 100 years. We're here with Chris Hot Wings Michael, 130 years old. Sir, how did you do it? Well, I bought a treadmill and I just moved it around a lot.
I kept finding it to be slightly in my way. Yeah. And so I would move it.
My friends used to say I'm selfish for using up all of these resources to live to be this old. But in their face, they've been dead for 75 years. Yeah.
I'm still moving this treadmill.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.